Just in terms of other issues, the MEPs were also looking at travel documentation. Now, this could be particularly important for people who lose their passports or passport cards while they're travelling abroad. Tell me a little bit more about maybe the help they could potentially get.
Well, yeah, there is a directive in place and there are structures in place whereby if you're a European citizen, an Irish citizen, you're travelling abroad outside Europe and your passport is lost or stolen, you know, these situations, they do happen. We all know of them. They do happen. And if the Irish government doesn't have a representation in that particular country, well, then you, as a European citizen, can go to another an embassy or representation from another European country and get the services that you need in terms of having your passport replaced or travel documents, emergency travel documents in particular, provided so that you can get back home safely.
So that's anywhere in the world then, really, is it?
It's anywhere in the world. It's outside Europe. Anywhere in the world as a European citizen, if you lose your passport, if it's lost, if it's stolen or destroyed for whatever reason, you can go to the embassy of another European country and get emergency travel documents to return home safely. It's a provision that has been in place for 20 years. We're updating it now at the moment to deal with the changes in passports and how they're read and how the interaction between different countries. So there has been changes in usage and regulation since. So this is an update. But it's an important reminder to European citizens that, or to Irish citizens as well, that you're entitled to, and you can get the support of another European country's embassy if Ireland doesn't have representation in that particular country.
And of course, people can also get passport cards. Are Irish people, enough Irish people, do you think, aware of the fact that they can get these passport cards and that they're accessible, they're easy to get?
I don't think they are aware of it, because I have one myself, I carry it, got it very easily. I have it as well as my regular passport, because if you lose your passport, if you're in another European country, if you lose your passport, if you leave it behind you, you always have the passport card. I think they're really important for travelling within the European Union because that's the only place you can use them. But they're very valuable for travelling. They're easy if that's what you just want to bring with you. And they're all the automatic passport scanners now read them. So you don't have any difficulty in that way. So they're well worth getting. I don't think there is enough awareness about it, despite the fact that the department promotes them regularly, but I find quite often I'm explaining them to people and showing them just how valuable they are, and I think I'd recommend people have them as a second, as a backup if necessary.
And just how do people get them?
You can apply online. There's a very easy app or application that you can get onto you can get it from the Irish Passport Office. You can take your own photograph and it comes I had mine within 2-3 working days, so very easily. And on that as well, I've seen a lot of reports of people online particularly referring to the fact that when they did apply to renew their full passport, their regular passport, that it came quite easy. So it's where technology helps, automation helps. You can do it from your own home and you can get your passport renewal quite easily now. So there's been a lot of changes in that area that are very positive.